We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Shem Chav Yaakov Yifetich of Zolio. We are Menachos Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah is going to give us a list of different avodos that are done in preparation for the Korban Mincha, and if you didn't do them b'di'evit, it's going to be kosher. The Bar Tanur just gives us a little background in terms of the Seder HaMincha, as he says, the order of how the Mincha was done. B'tchila nosin shemen b'kli. First, you put oil in a kli sharis, in a service vessel. V'acharkach nosin es asolis. Then you place the flour. V'acharkach chozev v'yotzeik shemen. And then you pour on more. Oil. That's called yitzika ubolel. And then belulav Hashem. And then you mix it together. So the Mishnah says like this: Lo yatzak. Have you kohen? He didn't pour the oil on top of the mincha. And so the Mishnah, we're going to see that this is going to be yet is going to be kosher. Now to say that the Mishnah means lo yatzak, he didn't pour the oil at all, is not is impossible, because the Torah says that we have to pour on oil. So how could our Mishnah say that b'di'evit, if lo yatzak, you didn't do the pouring of the oil after on top of the solus, that it's not that b'di'evit it's kosher? So the answer, the Gemara explains that we're speaking about where a zar, a non-kohen, did the yitzika, and the pasuk says v'heviyah el b'nei hakohanim v'kamatz. What does it say? What has to be done by the kohanim? You bring the mincha to the kohen and they do the kemitza, as opposed to shchita, which can be done by a zar. The kemitza has to be done by a kohen. But that's from the kemitza and onward. What happens before the kemitza, which is, let's say, the tzika, the pouring of the oil on top before you do the kemitza, so that can be done by a non-kohen. In fact, although the language of the Mishnah sounds like b'di'evit, it's kosher with a non-kohen, with a zar, it even means lechatchila, it's okay. Some of the others on the list, maybe b'di'evid, only b'di'evid, but the fact that lo yatzak, it was not done by a kohen, but done by a zar, that is perfectly acceptable. Then the Mishnah says, lo balal. Let's say the oil. So yitzika, we said, has to be done. It just doesn't have to be done by a kohen. But lo balal, let's say it didn't mix. The oil and flour in the kli sharis weren't mixed together. Normally, we have to make it bilulav shemen. So here, we're speaking about a case where the belila was not done. Now, that doesn't mean you didn't have enough oil to do the mixing. The halacha is it has to be ro'oy lebila. We'll learn this later in the 12th parak. It has to be fit for the potential to be able to mix it together with enough oil to mix it together with the flour. But we assume that the amount of oil we use, it's enough to have, she can't have more than 60 isaron of soles in one kli. But if you just pour the oil in, you have the oil inside, and then, well, which we said the oil's there first, and then you have the flour, then you do the tzika, and you had enough oil. But you didn't mix it together, so b'di'evit, it's going to be okay, even though the Torah says bilula. Now, generally speaking, we speak about kachim. The rule is when the Torah writes something more than once, we assume that it's ma'akev. We assume that it's essential and it's critical, and without it, you're not yotze. So it happens to be that bilula v'ashem, and we know that phrase a lot. It's in the Chumash all the time. Nonetheless, even though that's something that's written several times in the Torah, we assume that it is not a requirement. And without belilah, without mixing, it's okay. Because when the Torah describes belulav Hashem, and it says soles belulav Hashem, it doesn't say you must mix it. It describes what the mincha should be like. So a description is not an imperative, and therefore a b'di'evit, it's going to be acceptable. Or lo pasas, the Mishnah says, you didn't break the mincha into pieces. We mentioned the mincha, so a little bit of the introduction to the Masechta of different types of menachos. The mincha soles, which is the fine flour mincha, so that that has its own halachos. But the other menachos are baked before you do the kemitza. The kemitza is done on baked items, where the matzah is broken into pieces. Minchasos, you do the kemitza in the flour. With others, the Torah says, pasos osapitim, you bake them, and then you break them into small pieces, v'yatzatok l'shemen, and then you put the oil on top. So here the Mishnah is telling us that if you didn't break the mincha into small pieces the way you're supposed to, but they're larger pieces, b'di'evit, it's going to be okay, as long as they're not too big to do a kemitza. Lo malach, you didn't salt the mincha. The halacha is v'chol korban minchascha ba'melach timlach. You're supposed to put melach on your mincha. So how is it possible that lo malach, that you're b'yotze b'di'eved? So it's coming to tell us that He didn't salt the whole mincha, he just salted the kometz. If you didn't salt the kometz, even the mincha is not going to be kosher. But lo malach means he didn't put salt on the entire mincha, so as that's also b'dieved, it's going to be kosher. Lo heinith, you didn't do the waving. What's the, so the omer is waved, the minchas kanaos, the minchas sota is waved. So we're going to, the Mishnah says, if you didn't do the waving, b'dieved, although the Torah says you're supposed to do it, b'dieved, you are yotze. Lo higish, we're supposed to bring the mincha close to the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach before you do the kmitza. Hagasha. So if you didn't do the hagasha, b'dieved, it's a kosher. Oshep sasan pitim merubos. Or let's say we're speaking about the menachos that are baked before the kmitza, and we said that you have to break them into pieces. Sounds like we mentioned this already in the Mishnah. So one explanation is like this. Just get a little background to pasos asap pitim. The menachos were baked before the kmitza, as we said, and then they would take the mincha and they would break it up. They had your loaves, and you fold them into halves and then into quarters. Eventually, each of the pieces should be the size of a kezias. Some of the halachos of making brachos actually derive from the size of menachos. Nonetheless, he was speaking about a case where he has larger pieces, larger than the size of a kezias. And the Mishnah is telling us that it's going to be kosher. Now, the Mishnah before said lo pasas. That also sounded like he didn't break it up into smaller pieces, the size of a kezias, but larger pieces. So therefore, some of the Farshim say that's not what the Mishnah meant before. Lo pasas means he didn't break it up at all. And maybe one could have argued that lo pasas, not breaking it up at all, maybe that's better b'dieved than breaking it up into pieces where they're the wrong size. So there may be one explanation why the Mishnah mentions this. Oshep sasan pitim rubos. You had, you made them into very larger pieces. And some will claim that maybe merubos is not larger, but it rather means you make them into many, many pieces, and they're very, very small. Maybe they're too small, and maybe that's what the problem is. Okay, velo mishachan, and the last one is you didn't anoint them. The halacha is when it comes to the rikikim are the wafers. This is one of the ma'afei tanur. We mentioned the two ma'afei tanur, two of those, one that are baked in the tanur. We had then the marcheshes and the machavas in the frying pan, but the one that bakes in the tanur, one of those is what we call rikikim, the wafers. They were baked, then they were smeared with oil. That smearing, that's why they're called rikikim, was called mishicha. So Mishnah is saying if the oil was not placed on the mincha after baking, b'dieved, it's going to be kosher. This whole list, the Mishnah says, ksheros. Then the Mishnah says, what about the following? Nisarev kumtza b'kometz chaverta. You have the kometz of two different menachos got mixed together, and you don't know where they are. You don't know where to separate, because the kometz is what has to be placed on the mizbeach. But I don't know which one is which. Or b'minchas kohanim. Let's say I have a kometz of a regular mincha that got mixed up with the mincha of a kohen. And mincha of a kohen is different because the whole mincha is supposed to be burnt. Or let's say your kometz got mixed up, the minchas kohen hamashiach, with the mincha of the minchas chavitin, the special mincha that's brought half in the morning, half in the afternoon for the kohen, that the kohen brings, that's also completely burnt. Or let's say your kometz was mixed up with minchas nesachim, which are the regular menachos that are brought along with a regular carbon in the morning, brought along with the wine. Those are they're also completely burnt. So what should be done? Says the Mishnah, if your kometz got mixed up with any of these things, kshera, it's going to be kosher. Since the kometz mixed with other things that have to be burnt on the Mizbeach anyways, it's not a big deal. You can burn the whole thing on the Mizbeach, and that way the menachos, which have to be burnt, are burnt on the Mizbeach, and your kometz was burnt, because it got mixed up with another kometz, which has to be burnt, or with menachos of Kohanim, Kohen Moshiach, Menachas Nesachim, which are all burnt on the Mizbeach. So therefore, that's going to be kosher. That's not a problem. And if you'll ask 1 second, but it seems that your little kometz is mixed up with a big mincha, which obviously is in the majority, so maybe we'll say that your kometz is nullified, and therefore the fact that it's burnt on the mizbeach doesn't help because it's nullified in the majority. So we employ the principle of ein, according to this opinion at least, ein olin mivatlin zezeh. Things that are placed on the mizbeach do not nullify one another. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'minchas kohen hamashiach u'b'minchas nesach. He believes if your kometz got mixed up, not with another kometz, regular minchas kohanim, but a minchas kohen mashiach, or the minchas nesachim, then it's going to be pasul. The last two cases, he believes that it's psula, there's nothing you can do about it. Why not? So the Mishnah explains it. The Mishnah says, Shezo belilasa ava, when it comes to the komets, the belila, the mixture with the oil, is thicker, which means that there is less oil for the amount of flour we have. It's one log of oil for every isaron of flour. So that's very little amount of oil. Ava, it's thick. Shvizu, and regarding the other menachos, the Kohen Gadol, etc., belila saraka. It's thinner, it's softer, literally. It's three logs of oil for every isaron of flour. So that's so because of that, the fact that they mix together, the mixture is completely different. Since what? There's more oil in the Minchas Nesachim, or the Mincha of the Kohen Mashiach, than the regular Mincha. The flour of the Komets, of the regular Mincha, is now absorbing oil from the other Menachos that it got mixed together with, and that Komets therefore becomes nullified by too much oil, and therefore the Komets, this Komets of yours, is not really considered a Komets at all. So what are you going to do? Place it on the Mizbeach? The whole mixture on the Mizbeach is not going to help, to help at all. It's basically a batel. Obviously, you see that the Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with this principle. Chachamim said, ain olin mevatlin zuzu. He obviously holds that olin are mevatel one another. And ain bolos zumizu, as the Mishnah says, as the Mishnah concludes, they absorb one from the other. So why? Because we assume that because of the more oil, the komets is basically now drowned out, and therefore it's nullified. And it doesn't matter the fact that both are placed on the mizbeach. We assume that bittul can apply even to karbanos. Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel. Shtei menachos shalonik mitzu v'nis arvu zubazu. Here we have a case where we have two menachos that did not have the kemitza taken from it. And they're menachos that need kemitza. They're not ones that are completely burned. Their kemitza is required. So you're supposed to take a kemitza from both, but you didn't get a chance to. And now they got mixed together in a kli sharis. So says the Mishnah, im yacholik kemotz mizu b'fnei atzma mizu b'fnei atzma ksheros. If you'll see there's enough flour there that didn't get mixed together, you could see, oh, this is the flour from this mincha, this is the flour from this mincha, then you can take a kemitza from each one separately, so that's okay. Whatever you can identify, you do take a kemitza and burn them on the mizbeach for each one. Vimla, but let's say you can't. The flour of these two menachos got completely mixed together, and there's no way to know which was from which karbon. So the Mishnah here says, Vimla, psulos, they're going to be pasul. Why are they pasul? So based on the pasuk, the kamatz misham milo. Lo kumtso misalta. What does that teach us? That the whole komets has to consist of what? Of the flour its own mincha, misalta, from its flour, and not from another mincha. What about the following case? Next case of the Mishnah, HaKomet Shenis Orev B'Mincha Shalunik Mitzah. Here, it's not two menachos got mixed together, not two kemitzos that got mixed together, but it's a komets got mixed up together with a mincha that didn't have a kemitza. So the komets of one mincha now mixes with another mincha, which still needs a kemitza. So you're not allowed to put any of this on the mizbeach. Why? So hold on. Why can't we take two kemitzos from this mixture? Because you don't know if you have, you don't know that each one has a full kometz of each mincha. You can't, you have to have a kometz of each mincha separately. Why not just burn the whole thing? This way, at least you cover the kemitzas burnt, because you'll end up then burning part of a flour that doesn't need to be burned. Now, what's the problem with that? So that's a debate. Some say that you're not permitted to do that. D'oraisa. Some say that's it's an issur d'rabbanan. Or some say no, that we try to avoid doing that, to burn parts of the mincha that don't need to be burnt. Be difficult somewhat to fit that into the language of the Mishnah, Bimlach Psulos, but nonetheless, we don't burn everything, and this will cover the mincha, since you'll end up burning flour that should not be burnt. Flour is supposed to be eaten after kemitza is taken. Then the Mishnah says, HaKomet Shenis Orev B'mincha. Oh no, so that's the wrong, that Bimlach Psulos, that's a previous case. The case we're speaking of, HaKomet Shenis Orev B'mincha Shalonik Mitzah, it says Lo Yaktir, don't place it on Mizbech. So that's why, so that actually makes sense. That may mean there's no mitzvah it may mean do not put it on Mizbech, there's an Ister place it on Mizbech, Or maybe lo yaktir, you don't accomplish anything by placing it on the Mizbeach. Maybe an Issa Drabanan to place, as we said, to place a flower that should not be burnt there. You're not necessarily going to accomplish anything by doing so. Better not, even though your kometz will end up being placed on the Mizbeach if you do so. Lo yaktir, don't do that when your kemitza got mixed up with the mincha that didn't have a kemitza separated. Vim hiktir, but let's say you did so. So says the Mishnah, so lechatzchila don't do it. But if you did, we can't deny the fact that your kmitza was burnt on the Mizbech. Zu shenik mitza also labaylim. Lusha shalonik mitza also labaylim. We can say that the one that had the kmitza placed on the Mizbech, that owner fulfills his obligation. But the mincha that didn't have the kmitza taken from, so that that owner does not fulfill his obligation. Nisarev kumtza b'shiareha. Let's say the kometz got mixed with its own shiraim, its own remainder, or bishiaret, which is supposed to be eaten. Kometz supposed to be placed on the Mizbeach, the shiraim is supposed to be eaten. But the kometz got mixed up with the shiraim now. After you separated the kometz, it fell back in, let's say. Let's say your kometz got mixed up with another, the shiraim of another mincha. Says the Mishnah here, lo yaktir. You can't burn the mixture on that whole mix of the tarovis on the Mizbeach because, as we said, the shiraim of a mincha can't be burnt on the Mizbeach. Lo saktiru mimenu ishel Hashem. That teaches us kol shemi menu la ishim. What does that mean? Where you have where there is a part of it, mi menu, that's supposed to go on the ishim, on the fire, that should be burnt, but not anything else. Whatever remains should not be placed on the Mizbeach. So if your kometz got mixed up with its own shiraim, the shiraim of another one, so you kill oyaktir because you don't want to place shiraim on the Mizbeach. Vimhiktir, but if you did, also the bailam. Then the owner fulfills his obligation because b'devris he did it because at the end of the day his kometz was placed and burnt on the Mizbeach. Nitmah hakometz v'ikrivo. Let's say the kometz became tameh. So tameh, you're not supposed to place on Mizbeach, but you did place it on Mizbeach. Says the Mishnah hatzitz meratzeh. The tzitz that Kohen Gadol wears is there to offer acceptance for that karbon. Torah says in Shmos Chavches, that's what the tzitz does. V'nasa Aharon es avon ha-kadoshim. Aharon wears the tzitz, and what does that do? That forgives the sins of any karbanos. But what does that do? That only takes care of acceptance of where the kometz is tameh. But yatsa v'hikrivo. But let's say the kometz was taken out of the azara, and then you placed it on the Mizbeach. You can't assume that the tzitz gains acceptance for that. The tzitz gains acceptance for karbanos when they become tameh, and not when they leave the azara. What's the difference? Either way, tuma and leaving the azara makes a karban invalid. So the answer is that tuma is hutra b'tzibur. There are times where tuma, if we have the whole tzibur is tameh meis, we can bring karbanos. That's true when it comes to tuma. So there's a tzad heter, what we call it. There's a, for the klal, the tzibur, tuma, sometimes there's a leniency. But leaving the azara, we have no leniency at all. And therefore, the tzitz is not meratzeh on yotzeh.